Tuesday edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. Scott Hamm here along with Mark the Freedom Poet, host of the Common Sense Club. Steve Bakken will join in just a little bit, give you a preview of what's to come on What's On Your Mind. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 855-200-1776 on the program. We're going to do a Tea Party debate today on What's On Your Mind. That sound like fun, Mark?
I absolutely love that.
And this is two groups I would rather not be fighting, quite honestly. Maybe you think differently of this. Maybe you think it's healthy. And
But
there's one group of conservatives that think, hey, we would agree with you in the big picture. Question is, how do we get there? Right. This is tactical. This isn't fundamental in our differences.
We have to coalesce behind the most conservative candidate. And if it happens to be a Tea Party champion, we've got to make a commitment up front. We've got literally got to have a plan, an election victory plan that includes funding, because the real pure Tea Party people will not take money with strings on, and they're committed to the kind of things that doesn't generate a lot of big bank money and big union money.
The argument today on the program will be between folks like Ted Cruz has come to, I think, identify just do what you have to do, you know. And then you have folks on the other side that would be in the House. It'd be Michelle Bachmann and Louie Gohmert. You know,
right.
in the Senate, it'd be Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Mike Lee.
Right.
And then it's pretty much everybody else on the other side of the Republican conservative.
Remember this: 63% of the Republicans voted against raising the debt ceiling.
Yeah.
We got an awful lot of Tea Party influence in the Republican Party.
Anyway, we look forward to. Something foul coming from this microphone. Have you been smoking this mic? You're trying to get people not to smoke.
I haven't been smoking in that microphone.
It smells a lot like smoke.
Well, I sure didn't do it. And Leon has quit smoking now for 5 days.
You want to smell it and see if I...
Smell your microphone?
Yeah. Well, it's your microphone, too.
Well, not in the morning. You want me to smell the microphone? Is this live radio?
Yeah. Well, you smell it later and tell me if I'm right or wrong. Anyway, so we'll have that debate. Two sides of the...
How do you disinfect a microphone?
The Tea Party debate. I don't know. We'll put somebody on it. And also, we're going to chat with the folks from the North Dakota Stockmen's Association and try and get some true numbers on the impacts of the North Dakota cattle losses from Blizzard. So we'll do that, plus some open phone time. Let's chat about some news here. Great story in the Star Tribune.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the diversion to... a little closer to home, and some stories that are happening in the patch, but this is a Minneapolis Star Tribune story, and kind of dovetails into something we talked about yesterday, and this Minnesota Teacher of the Year suggesting that the one percenters were tyrannical.
We have to protect the Minnesota children from people like this that you're going to talk about, this horrid one percenter.
Anyway, this fella... by the name of Robert Kern, was one time a charity patient at Mayo.
That means he paid nothing and got free medical care.
Right. And he was 5 years old in 1930, son of the pastor, and so received treatment long ago. Well, then he goes on to form a company called Generac Power Systems in Wisconsin. Started in a garage. And built it into one of the largest manufacturers of power generators. And it was announced this week that he donated $67.3 million to Mayo Clinic.
Isn't that hateful? The government should do that. That's the federal government should be doing that with Obamacare.
Isn't that?
He's a mean one percenter. I wonder when somebody turns into an evil one percenter, it's got to be once they make more than the teachers. Then they're, or is it $200,000? There's some level at which they... convert into some kind of Jekyll.
It's pretty neat. And the $67.3 million is one of the largest philanthropic gifts in Minnesota history. Right up there.
Folks, we got to do everything we can to encourage people to become and aspire to become the top 1% of financial success. We also need to encourage and inculcate generosity. So you have things like this happening that are much more efficient than anything the government can do.
It's neat. It is neat. And you look at T. Denny Sanford and his gift to Sanford Health.
Yeah.
This is again, success by the one percenters that come back to impact.
Think about Engelstad.
And improve lives. Yeah, you bet. Another good one. Another big one. Yesterday, the U.S. House authorized $1.8 billion for the Flood Protection Project in the North Dakota and Minnesota along the Red River. Joined the Senate in improving the approving the diversion and a handful of other projects across the nation. Now, obviously, there's differences in the two bills, so they still have to iron those out. And once they approve the project, then they have to actually go out. They authorize one thing. You know, in other words, the project's authorized.
Right.
Approving it, getting the funding for it's a separate battle. So it's a hurdle, but not the only hurdle.
But it's welcome.
It is. It is indeed. I would assume it's welcome for those that want a diversion.
Right.
And
probably not to others. You're right.
There are folks who still obviously are critics of that plan. I'm in the camp of get something built, protect these communities, end this devastating cycle year after year after year of, you know, flooding. It's a miserable failure of the Obama administration. Miserable. You know, Heidi Heitkamp jumping up and down all upset about the cost, which it sounds like were exaggerated from the 16-day government shutdown. What about the cost every year from a flood fight?
Just an amazing, every year there's some kind of flood fight going on, and most of them could be prevented, the vast majority. Maybe not the 500-year flood, that was so outrageous in 97, but even that, you know, the Grand Forks looks like they're ready for it.
Now they sip lemonade when 47 feet comes by.
Yeah.
Watch it go by.
Mm-hmm. Even if it, yeah.
It's an attraction. Blue Cross Blue Shield. Remember yesterday we had this story about how the federal government had asked Blue Cross Blue Shield not to release exchange numbers.
Yeah.
Kevin Cramer mentioned it was the story in Washington. It was linked on the Drudge Report yesterday. It was a big deal. They issued a statement yesterday saying it was a misunderstanding.
Mm.
A company official misunderstood internal discussions when he said the Obama administration asked the state's largest health insurer to keep quiet about how many people had enrolled so far through the marketplace. A spokeswoman said in a statement, the company had received no such request from the federal government. The company had only been discussing whether or not to share enrollment data. Normally we do not, especially on a real-time basis, but we made an exception with current enrollment data on the health insurance marketplace because we felt it would help our members and all North Dakotans understand the experience they could expect if they tried to use the new marketplace right now. At a company organized forum on the ins and outs of Obamacare in Fargo on Monday, consumer sales manager James Nickel told the crowd the Obama administration earlier that day had asked Blue Cross not to release enrollment numbers. An official from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, one of the main federal agencies handling the federal marketplace, would not directly address questions about the alleged request.
No, because they're so transparent and we know everything about what's going on, really, and like Obama's so transparent.
Yeah.
There's extortion here. There's intimidation. People are afraid of Obama.
Do you think this happened?
I do.
You think the federal government said don't do this? And
what would possess him to say something like that when you realize that they're getting their check from the federal government, the incredible power the federal government is having over Blue Cross and Blue Shield? It would be absurd to say something like that unless it was true. And that which means that then the counterpunch from the government was to crush dissent and news and truth and transparency.
One wonders, don't you?
Well, look at Sebelius went around extorting providers to help promote and pump up enrollment, to help advertise Obamacare.
All right, so we have the diversion. We have Blue Cross Blue Shield. One other story. This Cass County Judge Wickham Corwin has been the subject of an investigation of the State Judicial Conduct Commission because of an accusation from a co-worker of sexually harassing her. And as a result of the facts of the case being investigated by this group, they have suspended the judge for 2 months without pay. And he must also, so he's removed from the bench for 2 months without pay and cover $12,000 in costs. The woman who worked as a court reporter for Corwin said, I'm happy with the panel's findings of sexual harassment, retaliation, and hostile workplace because that's what it was. I hope the Supreme Court takes a zero-tolerance stance on this type of behavior from a judge and removes him. That's my personal opinion. Now, so we have a finding of sexual harassment, retaliation, and hostile workplace, but the penalty is 2 months from the bench? Is that enough?
So they concluded that it was true.
They did.
And that's the penalty? The
penalty is 2 months.
I mean, that's it?
Yeah.
It's not ongoing?
Doesn't seem like enough, does it?
It's absurd.
Anyway, we're going to welcome your opinion on that as well today. Didn't get to the story about the Belfield PD seeking a thief on the run. That's an oil patch story, and also some concerns about the pipeline. More on that at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room. Information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
City Church. Lit on fire by an arsonist? What in the world is that? Check into that a little bit. Federal regulator says preliminary test results showing a problem with the oil pipeline that leaked more than 20,000 barrels of Bakken crude north of Tioga should have been available to the company before the leak was discovered. Another story we're going to dig into a little more here as we go throughout the program. What else did I promise I would get to? The Belfield story. Belfield Police Department seeking the public's help in finding a woman alleged to have stolen $1,700 in charitable gambling money from the Rendezvous Bar and Lounge on Friday. She's on the run. Denise Naugle, N-A-U-G-L-E. They got her taking the cash on surveillance video. So, anyway, a couple of stories we're going to dig into. Steve Bakken is here, and Steve and I will be welcoming your phone calls. You can't wait to call 855-200-1776. Our telephone number, press 1, and you can leave a comment. Press 2 to join us live on the air. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I am just fine. There is one other story that we haven't really mentioned yet.
What's that?
Kind of breaking news. Well, after a weekend of quarterbacks being injured and thrown by the wayside this past week, a name that I did not think would ever come back up has surfaced. The St. Louis Rams have reached out to Brett Favre to fill their quarterback needs while Sam Bradford is injured.
Don't you think it's time for
let it go,
Mr. Favre, to just stay on the farm?
That might be a good normal or nuts question for Friday.
Yeah. And I thought you were going to talk about the Vikes now, because they're back to ponder now because Freeman's got a concussion.
Although, that does bring the question up, would you like to see Brett Favre come back for another shot?
Oh, please.
I don't think Favre. The Vikings don't have the pieces or are in a position to make a run at the playoffs. The Rams are. The Rams are in a position to make a run in a division that's still winnable. So, you know, would Brett Favre think about taking another shot? That's kind of frightening.
He said no, didn't he?
They're talking. He hasn't said anything yet. But a couple weeks ago, he did come out and make that statement how he's in great shape and he says he could still play today.
Our engineer, Aaron, says he said no. So he must have a bigger pipeline to Favre. Let's take Larry here in Fargo, who wants to weigh in on this Blue Cross Blue Shield story we're going to be talking about on the air today. Hello, Larry.
Yeah, Scott, you're forgetting a real important part about the live Blue Cross Blue Shield told us.
Okay, now first tell me what you think is the lie.
That Obama didn't tell him to not divulge the number of signees.
Okay, so you believe the original story here, the how this came out yesterday, not the walk back. Okay, so in other words, you believe that administration said, hey, don't release numbers, which is what they said yesterday. They've walked that back now. What am I forgetting?
Well, to quote Rob Port on the Say Anything blog, it's worth remembering that Blue Cross Blue Shield has packed the PR department with Democrats, including Pam Gullison, who ran for Congress on the Democrat ticket last year. And you know, Scott, Democrats lie.
Did you know
Larry,
that, Steve?
Larry, let me ask you your take on Senator Alexander's pending legislation to have weekly reporting on Obamacare. Do you think that could get bipartisan support? If there's nothing to hide, then...
Put it this way, if it's going to hurt Obama and the Democrats, it'll never happen. And the thing is, if it's coming from Congress or the Senate, or Obama administration, you can't believe it because they are all liars.
Saying just Democrats, or are you saying all politicians, Larry?
Well, most of the Republicans and all of the Democrats are liars. How did Heidi get elected? She lied like a rug. How did Obama get elected? He lied like a rug.
Isn't that a bigger reflection on the whole system that we have right now, Larry?
Well, then you've got Minnesota where they permit voter fraud and don't do a darn thing about it.
But once it becomes the norm, isn't that when the system's broken, truly broken, Larry?
Hey, the U.S. of A. died last Tuesday. It doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, I think that's a little extreme, Larry, on a three-month extension of the status quo. But... I'm with you. We're in some measure of trouble, but I think that's a little extreme on last week's vote. given the fact it was a three-month deal. But Cave totally said, fine, just blank check. Keep raising that debt ceiling as much as you want. Just status quo forever. Then I'd agree with you. Larry's point is Blue Cross Blue Shield told the truth the first time, and they're not now. Do you agree on that? We're going to talk about that today on the program. By the way, there's a Capitol Hill hearing in the House side going on as we speak right now about the Obamacare website failings. That's how bad it's got. Now they have to have hearings to get to the bottom of this. But Blue Cross Blue Shield, one of our focus questions today on the program. We'll tackle that. We have
just coming out saying right now that the administration had oversight on this, so they were piggybacking on the project. So the creators of the website are going, wait a minute, you can't blame all this on us. We were following the direction of the White House.
They said the White House?
The administration.
Yeah. Because obviously the Health and Human Services Department, Sebelius's department, would be the one rolling it out. She tried to claim that President Obama didn't even know about any of this stuff until it wasn't working. In an interview, what'd she do that with? Was it CBS, 60 Minutes, or somebody here? CNN, okay. With Dr. What's-his-name. All right, what else are we going to do? We have a debate on the Tea Party. We have two sides of the question of whether the Tea Party is hurting Republicans. So we're going to welcome your, you know, the Tea Party is the favorite punching bag of the media. The Tea Party is the favorite punching bag of the, Democrats. And the Tea Party is even becoming a target of some Republicans. So we wanted to just have the debate. We have both sides of that debate today on the program. One school says, hey, this is not substance that we disagree with. In other words, one group of Republican conservatives say, we're with the Tea Party on substance. It's just a question of tactics. We're going to dig into that. And that is our focus today on the part of the program, first hour, in the 9:30 segment. And then in 10:30, we have the president of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, Jason Zahn, who's a rancher himself, and get a sense of the cattle losses from the early October storm and the numbers and how that will impact the industry. So looking forward to that. Judge Corwin. This is Cass County judge that was found by a panel to be guilty of sexual harassment, retaliation, and hostile workplace. Only gets a two-month slap on the wrist. What do you make of that? Plus diversion funding. In the focus passed by the U.S. House yesterday. We'll talk about that, too, coming up on What's on Your Mind with Steve Bachman and I. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
News story here I didn't get to earlier. Story by Mike Nowitzki in the forum today, writing for the Forum News Service, says the Deputy Associate Administrator for the U.S. Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration is saying it is completely unacceptable that a company, in this case Tesoro, would have a release of this size and not know it. It's just unconscionable. And the question is, how did that possibly occur? How did it occur? She was updating the North Dakota Public Service Commission on the federal investigation into the spill that is on about 7.3 acres, 8 miles north of Tioga, in a farm field.
How many people have died from that?
None.
See? How many elk have gotten, you know, something on their fur?
None that I know of.
See? That's my point. And the drinking water has not been contaminated.
No.
And we pump 900,000 barrels a day. This is 22. Yes, it's too bad. It's sad. It was a mistake from some old pipelines. But let's not get huffy.
She said investigators are pretty confident they know what caused the hole in the pipeline, but she couldn't disclose it publicly because of the ongoing investigation and because lab reports are not finished. A state investigator said the hole may have been caused by exterior corrosion. We're trying now to focus on when this release actually occurred and why the company did not detect it much, much sooner. Tesoro contracted with the oil field services company Baker Hughes to test the integrity of the pipeline on September 10th or 11th using an inline tool commonly known as a smart pig.
A smart pig, like a truffle pig.
Yeah. This group is called PHMSA, by the way, the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. Governor Dalrymple, who joined us earlier in the week on the program, was more concerned about PHMSA not having the proper amount of oversight on these pipelines. He put it more on them than he did on the company.
Sure. Because that's their job.
Anyway, most companies require that the vendor running the test review the initial results as soon as they're ready and notify the company if there are any areas of immediate concern. So those results usually come in with just a week, within a week or two. Adding the final results could take months. In the case of the Tioga spill, already said the farmer reported smelling something in the field September 25th, 2 weeks after the smart pig test, before noticing the oil spill while harvesting wheat on September 29th and reporting it. The store then reached out to the vendor to ask about the test results, and yes, they did see something in the vicinity of the release.
Yikes.
Yeah. Soro has said they were the company was waiting for the results of the analysis of the inspection when the leak was reported, and then it received the final results on October 14th.
You know, if somebody saw something questionable, that ought to be bright red lights. That ought to be aggressive time. That's the fundamental bottom line of what they do.
Anyway, that's new information on that. And then we mentioned the Bellfield Police Department looking for a 41-year-old resident, Denise Noggle. She was caught taking cash. $1,700 in cash and charitable gambling money.
Oh.
On video. They went to her house to try and arrest her, but didn't have a warrant. She did not comply. When he returned with a warrant, she was gone. She's been on the run ever since. are getting tips on her whereabouts, thought to be in either Belfield or Dickinson, described as white, 5'5", with brown eyes and brown hair. Okay? There you go.
You know what that charity serves? They all have different designations for poll tabs or whatever.
I don't know whether...
But that's really sad. I mean, somebody that steals, you know, like that one guy, they were thinking he was stealing out of the charity cup at the grocery store, the guy that came back later, that 4-foot-tall guy, came back later to hold him up with a sawed-off machine gun. They thought he'd been in there pilfering from the little cup on the counter of the convenience store. And to steal from charity is really kind of... There's ought to be an extra spanking or something. Stocks, or there ought to be some humiliation. I have to wear an Obama mask for a week.
Do you like Pizza Corner pizza?
I've never had it my entire life.
Haven't you really?
No.
It's a Valley City product. It's good pizza. It's frozen pizza.
Well, I don't go over there to get my pizza.
Well, try it sometime.
What's it called?
Pizza Corner.
Pizza Corner.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't know this, but according to some folks that are Pizza Corner fans, they went to the grocery store yesterday, tried to pick it up, and noticed that the Pizza Corner brand was not there.
Wow.
And they said that today we got a Facebook message with someone blowing the whistle on Pizza Corner pizza. The viewer concerned. This must be viewers. I don't know where this comes from. Viewer was concerned after hearing something was happening at the factory in Valley City and pizzas were pulled off the shelves in local grocery stores. We did some digging. We spoke with the general manager of Pizza Corner several times today. He wouldn't tell us much, but he referred us to the USDA.
Oh.
We spoke with the Hornbachers that sells Pizza Corner pizzas. They confirmed they pulled the pizzas off the shelves at least one store. And then called the Pizza Corner manager back, and he confirms USDA was there today. They did call back a few pizza trucks, but he says the USDA didn't find anything and insists the product is safe.
Oh, no.
And the pizzas will be back on the shelves soon.
What an awful rumor to hit a company.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow, that makes me really hungry for Pizza Corner pizza.
Just to...
Now that I've had the flu, I only get one every 4 years. I can't get salmonella again.
You only get the flu every 4 years or
right,
pizza every 4 years?
No, I have pizza often.
Oh, okay.
Flu every 4 years. Now that I've become a devotee and an advocate and a user of vitamin D3.
Very good. All right. Anyway, so false alarm. Buy away on Pizza Corner pizza.
Pizza Corner. What's your favorite kind of pizza? Pepperoni, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. No question. Okay. We better talk about some sports headlines. You know, game one of the World Series, you'd like,
wasn't
it to,
be, wonderful?
You'd like it to be a little closer than that, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't. Not when, no.
You wanted a blowout because you're rooting for the Red Sox.
And David Ortiz, Poppy, gave it a ride, a former Twin. And I have to say the fielding was pretty sloppy from St. Louis. The Cards were, they were flighty and it was sad. And
8-1, the Red Sox over the Cardinals last night. If you've heard, I am rooting for the Cards, Mark, for the Red Sox. That's why he's gloating.
Well, I guess I am gloating. Forgive me. Gloating isn't an attractive feature, so I'll try to be more circumspect in my joy.
I just want I want a good contest at a minimum. I want the Cards, but 8-1 is kind of a snoozer. We mentioned yesterday that Ponder is going to start a QB for the Vikes now because of the concussion of Freeman. What in the world?
It's just a circus.
It is.
But strangely enough, I am more confident with Ponder. The guy can run. He is smart. He knows the receivers, and this is Green Bay coming to the dome. Anything can happen in a Green Bay Viking game. I think, and Ponder knows the system better than any of them. He can run better than any of them. So we got a chance. Plus, he spreads it out a little bit and gives Adrian a little better looks. Love the Timberwolves last night. They kicked the 76ers, 125-102. Berea gets 22 points. Love, 19. Kmart,
so totally get excited about the Timberwolves.
No, I'm way excited. They haven't been to the playoffs for 10 years.
It's the preseason.
I'm way excited. I even have a Timberwolves sock.
Usually any enthusiasm for Minnesota sports teams dissipates by the end of the preseason. Hopefully it'll last a little longer for the
team. And,
T-Wolves.
You know, the Wild have won 3-4 and lost 3. The Wild look like they're really amalgamating. Harden is tremendous.
Amalgamating.
They're amalgamating. They're coalescing. They're coming together.
Starting to gel.
Gelling. They're jello.
I got it.
Yeah.
All right, anything else on sports here you want to tell us about?
Well,
UND needs a win this weekend. We talked about the Bison's weekend upcoming here, but the Sioux have Portland State at Portland State, and they're struggling too.
You know, but probably the worst struggle of any game in our area was I used to go to Concordia. I went there for one semester, and they had 7 turnovers a couple of weeks ago. That's devastating. 7 turnovers against Bethel, kind of an arch rival, pretty tough. You can't overcome 7 turnovers, can you? The thing that I got to say something, though, the Bison are absolutely an amazing second-half team. That's a great tribute to the coach's ability to adjust, but it's the biggest testimony to the players that are in the best shape, because who's the strongest in the second half is the one that's still got the most gas in the tank, you know? Bison got to be in great shape.
I forgot to ask you when we were talking about the Cards, Bo Sox. What did you make of that call in the first inning, that the reverse call? Kind of helped light the fire there a little bit, didn't it?
Well, yes, it did.
Do you agree with it, since you're a homer for the Red Sox?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I blinked too much.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's got to be pretty conclusive when they do something like that in their own mind. It's not like the way it used to be, though. We didn't have instant replay. We just played it right or wrong, and the king of the world were the umpires, and they could do anything they wanted. I don't know. It's a dictatorship.
All right. What's on your mind coming up in moments? Tea Party debate on the program, North Dakota Stockmen's Association, for a run-through on the aftermath of the blizzard. Still trying to get a handle on numbers in North Dakota and impacts. But obviously a devastating deal, so we'll tackle that. Blue Cross Blue Shield, which story do you believe, yesterday's or today's? Judge Corwin will tackle that debate as well. Diversion funding coming up on the program, so a lot of things to tackle today on the program. 855-200-1776 with your comments. Welcome those anytime, and if you press 1, you instantly get to leave your message. That works well. As well. What are you doing on the Common Sense Club today, Mark?
Well, we're going to...
We had a busy program yesterday.
Yeah, it was really busy. We got the first conference in Bismarck, Michelle DuPont, Catechism of Hockey, very interesting. Alyssa Bormes to talk about her book, Puts Faith and Sports Together. She's kind of a female hockey emphasis, Pony Dungy kind of a lady. Pretty cool. We got PhD associate from political science at Boise State talking about the idea of marriage in modern political thought.
My goodness.
And, of course, I'm talking about how the Tea Party can be functional.
The Tea Party can be functional. All right. Very good. Coming up. Stay tuned.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs up Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
This case of the Judge Wickham Corwin, and I don't get it. Shouldn't a judge, more than anyone, be upheld to a higher standard? And if you have a judge in this case being found, investigation happens, and they say, yes, we find that Corwin repeatedly sexually harassed a court reporter beginning in July of 2010 when he proposed a sexual relationship and was turned down. Panel's findings lay out a pattern of incidents between Corwin and his court reporter in which Corwin repeatedly attempt to engage the court reporter in discussions about their relationship, often behind closed doors. Woman said she had a standing arrangement with a coworker to come to the judge's office after a certain amount of time so she wouldn't have to be alone with the judge. She also had a coworker to walk out with at the end of the workday for the same reason. In many cases, Judge Corwin asked Plant to do something alone with him, frequently lunch or other personal errands. When she refused, he told her, "Stop being so blanking difficult." Following a confrontation between her and the judge at an area supermarket, The judge told the court reporter, if this was still the law firm, I would have taken care of the problem a long time ago. She told the judge on five occasions she did not want a personal relationship, often in strongly worded emails, according to the panel. We are co-workers. Start acting like that. You are making me hate this job and feel ill coming here because I don't want to deal with you, she wrote in an email. The case came to light after the judge gave her a negative job review, telling court administrator Rod Olson that she was reluctant to do typing for him, that she had sent him emails with an insubordinate tone. So the judge's comments led to an investigation by state court administrator Sally Holiawa, which then led to a complaint being filed against Corwin with the Judicial Conduct Commission. The woman didn't even file the complaint against Corwin. After hearings at which both Corwin and the court reporter testified, the panel concluded Corwin set upon a course of retaliation after continually being rebuffed by her, and included trying to have her reassigned, disciplined, or terminated. The court reporter did not want to report Judge Corwin, and if anything, being involved in a public proceeding is probably her worst fear. The panel's recommendation stated, further, Judge Corwin's conduct has subjected the judiciary to public ridicule, which undermines the public's confidence in the judiciary. Okay, you know all the facts now, right? So what's the consequence? 2 months without pay? And cover some court costs? And by the way, he's fighting it! Judge Corwin is disappointed by the decision of the hearing panel. He continues to believe what he should be judged based on what he said and did, not what someone else imagined. Hard to imagine emails, isn't it? Anyway, you agree or disagree? It's a judge. I really think that this is embarrassing. Emailer says only a judge can keep his job. What do you expect? Scuzzy lawyers all stick together just like crooked politicians. That's why, to me, there ought to be a higher standard there because of that kind of viewpoint. Welcome your opinion on that. We'll tackle that topic, among others, coming up in moments on What's On Your Mind. Let me tell you about the weather. Starting the oil patch today, sunny high, low 40s. The light northwest breeze tonight, partly cloudy, lows near 30, south breeze. Tomorrow, sunny, 50, but breezy. Southwest wind as high as 20, 25 in the afternoon. Gusts as high as 36, actually. Friday night, clear, low by 25. Saturday, sunny, low 40s for a high. Sunday, partly sunny, mid-40s. And it looks like Monday, partly sunny, cooling back off to around 30. In the valley, we're talking scattered flurries possible this afternoon. Fargo before 1, mostly cloudy, high near the low 40s with a northwest wind around 11. Tonight, partly cloudy, about 29, light and variable wind. Tomorrow, sunshine, 55, but it'll be breezy in the valley, too. With the south wind at 10 to 20, becoming west-southwest in the afternoon. Wind gusts as high as 28. Friday night, mostly cloudy, low 30s for lows. Saturday, cloudy, low 40s for highs. And then Sunday, partly sunny, mid-40s. Monday, partly sunny, near 39 degrees. Kind of settling into a little norm here weather-wise. Just take a trip around the region. Fargo, 30. Grand Forks, mostly cloudy, 29. Jamestown, cloudy, 30. Devil's Lake, overcast, 32. Wahpeton, clear, and 30. Valley City, overcast, and 32. Oil Patch in West, Minot, 30 degrees. Stanley, 28. Tioga, 28. Williston, 29. Down at Dickinson, 27. Out at Sydney, Montana, 28 degrees. Our Minnesota listeners, Alex, he got 34 in overcast. Thief River, 30 in overcast. Fergus Falls, cloudy and 30. Watertown, South Dakota, clear and 31. Aberdeen, clear and 37 at this hour as well. What's on your mind? Straight ahead, 800-228-0550 to weigh in on the judge, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Anything else on your mind, welcome today on the program. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's On Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.